At 5:40, let's talk a little sports, even though Tom, the resident sports expert, is not with us this morning. No, there's nothing like he's not with us anymore. Nothing permanent. He's just decided to take a few days off.
He's at the ballpark today. Tom, for those that don't know, for many years, Tom has been the coach of our American Legion baseball team in town.
Yeah.
Tom got roped into this job right after he was done playing in his 20s. And, I mean, here he is now in his 80s or 90s, and he's still coaching.
You know, and he looks good for his age. He really does.
But we are hosting the American Legion regional tournament this year. It's at Athletic Park. So Tom is off today, tomorrow, and Friday.
Mm-hmm.
He needs to conserve his strength to yell at the umpires and be ornery and all of that.
Mm. Well, and that does take an awful lot of his time. Well, Tony Dungy was in the news. We talked about his comments about Michael Sam yesterday, saying that he wouldn't have drafted him. He didn't want the distraction. To me, it didn't seem like that big of a controversial statement. It seemed more honest than anything else.
Okay, but wait a minute now.
Mm-hmm.
What if Leo DeRocher or Duke Snyder, manager of the Brooklyn Dodgers, I don't want this Jackie Robinson guy playing for me. Too much of a distraction.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, owner of a team.
Breaking baseball's color barrier is, and this is breaking football's rainbow barrier.
Okay. I still think it was very distinct and very well put yesterday on a ESPN interview. The couple guys were yelling and screaming at each other. A guy said, listen, you've got one guy that kills a bunch of fighting animals, goes to jail, serves his time, comes back to the NFL. He's not going to be a distraction in the locker room.
Michael Vick. Right.
Thank you. And he's not going to be a distraction in the locker room. It's going to be no big deal, okay? They go out and they play. He said, but let's be honest about it. A guy in the locker room that's gay is going to be a distraction to the team. He said, nobody wants to say it, but the honest truth is he will be a distraction. So this is what stirred up the controversy. Now, here's the reason that I bring this up. Tony Dungy was on vacation when all this broke, and he issued a statement yesterday. He said, hey, I'm surprised to find that excerpts of an interview I gave weeks ago just now made the news. Let me clarify. He said, yes, that Sam deserves to play in the NFL, that there is no reason why he should not. He said, let me clarify. I would not have wanted him on my team as a distraction because of, and this is what you said yesterday,
that
he's the TV show.
He's got a film crew. There's like the trying out of Sam's.
Yes.
And I would not want that distraction around my team.
And I think that is a legitimate claim. He says this has been blown way out of proportion because Sam is the first gay player. He's got all of this media attention on him. And yes, that is going to be a distraction to the team. And when your job is to whip these guys into shape so that they go out and win the championships, you don't need a distraction. You've got enough to deal with as it is. I think he was just being honest, and I don't know why there was such an amount of hoopla around him.
You know what this is similar to? This is a story from the 70s, so I only vaguely remember this because I was a kid. There was a prominent writer. I think it was the writer George Plimpton, who, as a PR stunt, got a tryout with the Detroit Lions football team.
Okay.
In fact, I believe this was made into a movie, and I believe the name of it was Paper Lion.
Okay.
He's not going to make the team.
No.
It's a PR stunt.
Mm-hmm.
He's living out his dream of playing with professional football athletes, and everyone knows after a day or two he's going to get cut.
Right.
In fact, in the movie that I saw of this, they allow him to play quarterback, and they pretend to tackle him and let him run for a touchdown. He thinks that he has just scored a touchdown. When in fact, the other deal, let's run into each other, let's not tackle him, let's whatever. Now, I could see the coach back then, again, this is from 30 years ago,
sure,
saying, you know, I don't want the distraction of a writer who's not really a football mm-hmm. player, who's doing this so they could write a column or get a mm-hmm. TV show out of it. I don't want that
okay,
for my team.
If it's a team that actually has a shot at going the distance, yeah, I wouldn't want him either. It's like, no, look, we're serious about playing football. Why don't you go somewhere else? If it's another team that, you know, they haven't seen the positive side of a winning series in years, heck yeah. I like to, you know what, bring them on. We can use the positive publicity, anything. Yeah, sure.
This is the other unspoken thing about the Sam's case. He's drafted seventh. He's a number seven, seven round draft choice. These guys almost never make the team.
Yeah.
That on an established team like the Packers, you know, 53 guys make up your roster. You have 100 guys in training camp, which means half of them are going to get cut. And on a veteran team, there might be only five spots that aren't spoken for.
And the argument against that is, oh, look, he won SEC awards, and he was this of the year, and he was that of the year. Well, that's great. There's been Heisman Trophy winners that haven't made the NFL, too, you know?
If they thought higher of him, he would have been drafted in the first or second or third round. Those guys get big signing bonuses and usually do make the team.
And listen, there have been other people that have been cut from a team because of their inappropriate publicity, their inappropriate behavior. Et cetera.
He's a bad fit.
Yeah, the teams
He's a locker room problem.
Yeah, teams all the time say, look, you know, he may have a decent set of hands or he may run well, but this guy's a problem, so we're going to let him go play somewhere else.
Packers have a guy like that in camp, that this guy who had played his college football in Oregon, cut from the team because of drug abuse and because of crazy interviews about racism and discrimination. And everyone says this guy for the Packers, a tight end, a position the Packers need to have filled on their roster, very talented, and the team has to decide, so, is he too much of a whack job?
So, and the issue is, we can have all of these other issues that we can decide that we don't want to respect that individual and we don't want to play with him, but only, but all of a sudden, oh my gosh, he's gay, so we can't have the same set of rules because he's gay for everything else that we deal with? Really? That seems ridiculous. If it's a distraction, it's a distraction. If it's a problem, it's a problem. Regardless of what it is, move along. Donald Sterling just decides he will not stay under a rock and go away. He filed a lawsuit in Superior Court yesterday afternoon seeking damages from the NBA, Commissioner Adam Silver, and his wife, Shelley Sterling, alleging...
The senile should not be allowed to have lawyers.
Well, he's now alleging that they defrauded him and violated corporate law in attempting to sell the franchise to former Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer. He says that you can't do that. He was the sole owner because he revoked the Sterling Family Trust on June 9th.
He doesn't remember what he did.
I think he wants butterscotch pudding, to be
some lawyer comes in there who says, a lot of billable hours for this guy. Donald, I'll make an argument. Whatever you want me to, I'll file a brief. I'll make an argument.
Let me see your checkbook. You got a lot of zeros in there?
The
oh, yeah.
The meter is always running, but I'll do whatever you want.
Donald, baby, we got a case.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike, what day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Hump day!
All right, stop what you're doing. Even if commuting, here's a song about Wednesday, hump day. Rainy or sunny, you're going to work to make money. See, today is Wednesday's what it happens to be, so gather round. Don't you be wearing no frown, you're loving the sound of this hump day, get down. Any work that you got, put it right up on the shelf, and let's now enjoy yourself and celebrate Wednesday. So move your hump now this way and that way. Come on and jiggle those pants, come and take a chance, and let's do the hump day dance.
The hump day dance, here's your chance to do the hump.
Hump day.
Oh, it's Wednesday.
The news, talk, and Packers Station. News Talk 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.